Chairs No Waiting, episode number 469, Sue Ann Langdon, Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous, part one. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, and hey, it's getting springtime, at least in my mind. Head over and get you an Opie slingshot for those pesky birds and mother birds in the trees that you... No, don't do that. Sorry. But do get you a slingshot, Opie slingshot. You can also get you the Mayberry Trivia book. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check those things out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 469 is Ted Womack. Yay, Ted. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being here with me. My name is Alan Newsom. I am the host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always great to be here in Mayberry with you, and I am so glad you made it. Thanks for being here and spending some time with me. You may not know who I am. I run the imayberry.com websites. I've been doing Floyd the Barber tribute artist work for longer than I care to think about. So I've been involved in Mayberry for years, and it is so fun to share it with you. As a matter of fact, this week's episode, inspired by our weekly contributor, Randy Turner, for This Week in Mayberry History, he is featuring Sue Ann Langdon this week. Well, as part of that, he got me really thinking, man, I met her. I've met her, but I've never heard any interviews with her. So what did I do? I went out and found some 8mm video that my wife shot 20 years ago. Okay, it's not quite 20. July would be 20. But 20 years ago, this was shot at the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous. Now, that's different than the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals you may have heard of. But it's the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous. And it was in, good grief, when was this? It was in July the 10th and 11th of 1998. So almost 20 years ago. So this videotape that I'm holding in my hand, you can hear it shaking, is 20 years old. Wow. It still works. I was able to grab that interview. So folks, we are going to be enjoying ourselves hearing from Sue Ann Langdon. Now, she played Nurse Mary. We're going to hear that from Randy. So I'll tell you what, instead of me talking, let me get Randy in here, and we can let him explain it. So, Randy, please take it away.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Sue Ann Langdon was born in New Jersey on March the 8th, 1936. While she made dozens of episodic television appearances and had featured roles in films, to Mayberry fans she is remembered as one of two actresses to play Nurse Mary Simpson, a briefly seen love interest of Andy Taylor. Sue Ann hit the ground running in the medium of television, landing the recurring role of Kitty Marsh on Bachelor Father, in which she appeared from 1959 to 1961. She also appeared in 19 other TV series episodes and anthology shows during that initial three-year period. Sue Ann also made her film debut in 1961 as a supporting player in The Great Imposture, starring Tony Curtis. The character of Nurse Mary had first appeared in the episode The County Nurse, which aired March the 19th, 1962. There, trying to convince Rafe Hollister to take his tetanus shot, Mary Simpson was played by Julie Adams. Three episodes later, Sue Ann assumed the role in Three's a Crowd, which aired April the 9th. In the second appearance, her last name of Simpson was not used, and the credits list Sue Ann only as a special guest. But there is little doubt she is meant to be the same character. In the episode in which Sue Ann played the role, Barney constantly interfered with Andy's attempts to court Mary. Later that same year, Sue Ann had the opportunity, however briefly, to play a classic role when Jackie Gleason returned to television after an unsuccessful foray into film. His new show, Jackie Gleason and His American Scene Magazine, included sketches which resurrected his famous characters of the Honeymooners. The sketches did not air each episode, but only when Art Carney was available to reprise his role as Ed Norton. Audrey Meadows, the actress most associated with the role of the long-suffering Alice Cramden, was unavailable, which led to Sue Ann playing Ralph Cramden's wife. However, she and Gleason did not get along, and so she played the classic role only twice. In addition to her appearance in Mayberry, Sue Ann also appeared in other Sheldon Leonard productions, including The Bill Dana Show and The Dick Van Dyke Show. She additionally appeared in series such as McHale's Navy, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Wild Wild West, and the short-lived television version of No Time for Sergeants. Beginning in the mid-1960s, Sue Ann began being cast in starring roles in films, including The Rounders alongside Glenn Ford and Henry Fonda in 1965, Frankie and Johnny with Elvis Presley in 1966, and A Guide for the Married Man alongside Walter Matthau and Robert Morris in 1967. From November the 1st through the 25th in 1967, Sue Ann replaced the original cast member for the final few weeks of the Broadway musical The Apple Tree, starring Alan Alda. In 1970, Sue Ann co-starred in the television series Arnie, playing the wife of the title character, who was a blue-collar worker promoted overnight to an executive position. The series ran two seasons and earned Sue Ann a Golden Globe Award. In 1978, she co-starred in another comedy, Grandpa Goes to Washington, as the daughter-in-law of a new senator. One of the few hour-long comedy series, it was scheduled against Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. It only lasted 11 episodes. She starred in one final series, another hour-long comedy, called When the Whistle Blows. A mid-season replacement, it was not renewed. Sue Ann's career slowed after her last series ended, though she did continue to occasionally appear in series such as The Love Boat and Heart to Heart, and in films such as Zapped and UHF. An interesting note is that she once played the aunt of Cindy on Three's Company, a sitcom whose title is a takeoff of the proverb, two's company, three's a crowd. The Andy Griffith Show episode in which she appeared, Three's a Crowd, is based on the same proverb. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. And if you would like to make sure you don't ever miss one of Randy's reports, you can go to turnersgrade@gmail.com and send him a note, and he'll make sure you don't miss them. So, Randy, thank you there, and thank you for basically inspiring me to get out there and find this information. Now, what you're about to hear and see, if you're watching the video version, is recorded or was recorded in 1998 in Bradford, Ohio, at the 6th Annual Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous. Okay, and the guests that year were Sue Ann Langdon, Sheldon Collins, who is Sheldon Gollum, is his name, or Gollum, and however you say his name, Gollum, I think. And he was Opie's friend, Arnold Bailey, you remember him? And Bernard Fox, who's Malcolm Merriweather, or Dr. Bombay Umblewitch, that's what everybody that's not a Mayberry fan knows him as. I was there as Floyd the Barber, and it seems like, the best I've been able to tell and remember, the Mayberry deputy wasn't able to be there that year. So I was hosting the event along with Dennis Hastie. Now, Dennis Hastie is who you'll hear doing the interview with Sue Ann on the stage there in Bradford, Ohio. This was at a recreation of Wally's Service Station. It's created out in the middle of a cornfield. So she's going to mention something along those lines as well. This is going to be the first part of a two-part interview. This one's longer. The second part's a little shorter. But hopefully you'll enjoy it. Now, remember, this is filmed out in a cornfield, so there is some noise in the background, but I believe this audio and the video, if you're watching the video version, is very good. So I hope you're going to enjoy this. So without further ado, let's go over to Bradford, Ohio, and join them on stage.
And you remember the Andy Griffith episode where Barney kept going over to Mary's house. She was the nurse, little cute blonde nurse, Mary Simpson. And Andy and Barney would go over there, and Andy, he just kind of wanted to be alone with Mary for a while. You know, he wanted to talk to her, he'd say. And Barney kept interrupting and wanting to play the bongos. It was a really good episode, and she should be proud that she did such a great job in that episode. So let's bring on up Sue Ann Langdon.
Button to push, don't you? How are you all today?
Fine.
You look like you're sunny. Isn't that nice? You've had a lot of rain here, haven't you?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, but God graced us today with some sun, didn't he? Yeah. That's a good group. You look like you're in the middle of a cornfield. And by golly, they are. It's great to be here. I enjoyed Mayberry very much, and here it is again, right? We have it all recreated. That's fabulous.
Okay? All over again, once again.
Yeah.
And one thing I love to ask people, and I'll ask you this, if somebody would have told you 30 years ago, Mary, did you know in 30 years you'll be out in the middle of a cornfield talking to a bunch of people about doing one TV show?
Well, it is very amazing, the nostalgia thing that's going on. And I didn't know it was going on for the Andy Griffith Show. I figured, you know, I only did the one episode, and I thought, I didn't know that entitled me to be a part of it, and I'm very happy that it did. I find that there's a lot of worlds going on out there still. The Elvis thing is bigger than ever. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in Collingswood, Canada in a couple of weeks for a big Elvis tribute. And I did a couple of Westerns, and they're very big. We go to Western film festivals, and I have to say today that I was supposed to be at the memorial service for an Ohio son, Roy Rogers, and I'm so sorry to miss the memorial, and even sorrier to miss Roy. I have been to the Portsmouth Festival for Roy, and so let's all say a big happy trails to Roy, because
happy trails. Sue Ann, you mentioned Elvis a while ago. A lot of people may not realize you were in two Elvis movies, weren't you?
Yes, I did. I did Roustabout and Frankie and Johnny. And I got to kiss Elvis. I have kind of a distinction, I think, because I may be the only lady who ever kissed Andy Griffith on screen. You guys remember him kissing too many ladies?
Not too many.
I got to in the end, boy. We had this, they all come out to celebrate the engagement, which wasn't. But he says, you mind if I kiss you in front of all these people and court you? So we got to kiss, and I kissed Elvis, and we had to rehearse an awful lot, Elvis and I. We just had to, we had to get that kiss. Well, I had to rehearse it and so that we acted it right, yeah. And and Sean Connery, that's another one that somebody might say that was kind of fun, and it was. Oh. They were all fun.
And I was watching a movie the other day, and it had, if I remember right, I want to say Henry Fonda, and it was a Western, and there was these call girls.
Say what?
These ladies.
Ladies,
and,
yeah.
It was you and I think
Jackie Joseph,
exactly right. Now, I didn't get to see what the name of that movie was.
Cheyenne Social Club. With Jimmy Stewart and
Jimmy
Henry Fonda and Shirley Jones and myself. And I'm trying to think. I didn't get to kiss Jimmy. And did I get to kiss Henry? I did. I didn't get to kiss Jimmy. I kissed him off stage, though, because he's so darling. We did a personal appearance tour and went all over the place. Do you know who directed that movie?
No, I sure don't.
Do you know who directed that movie? Ha, boy, you must be from Canton. No, that was over here. That's right, Gene Kelly. You know another movie I did that Gene Kelly directed that Jackie Joseph was also in? Come on, Crick, Guide for a Married Man. That's another movie I did that Gene directed, and that's Gene singing in the rain, Kelly. And Jackie was in that also.
Jackie Johnson?
Yeah, Jackie and I made two movies together.
I don't know.
Where is Jackie today?
She does the show sometimes.
I know she does. Yeah, we did a show in Kannapolis. Did any of you see that one? Yeah. Do you remember what a fool I made of myself there? No. You don't remember me making a fool of myself, or I wasn't a fool? Because I brought that thing that I played there. You remember that thing? Yeah, you got it on videotape? Then why don't we just play the video? Maybe that'd be the safest thing to do. It's in Florida. Well, this thing here, I take out like once a year. And I took it out in Kannapolis. And being as how I don't rehearse on it very often, it can be pretty bad when you do it once a year. And so Bob Schad said to bring it today because he likes unusual things. And it is unusual. And you're supposed to have like kind of melody playing behind it. And we don't have melody because it just makes a lot of noise is what it does. But it's fast is a good thing. What I do is quick. It may be bad, but it's quick. So,
and it's so you don't have time to know.
Yeah, you won't know whether it's bad. You won't. Yeah, you will. But we'll do that just because I brought the darn thing. And good luck to me, really. I put this in here.
Okay, so what she's got is like a one-man band type thing that's on a stick. It's got a banjo on it. It's got a rub board and horns and all kinds of stuff. And so she's tuning it right now. I'm going to sing for us.
I don't know if this is going to work. Okay. Okay, Bob. If he's here and this is terrible, please blame him. Don't blame me, okay? Okay, here we go. Da 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 da. I love country music, good old country music, played by a real Mayberry band. Give me rural rhythm, let me sway right with them. I think the melodies are grand. I've heard Hawaiians play in the land of the wiki-wacky, and I must say, you can't beat turkey in a straw by cracky. I love country music, good old country music, played by a real Mayberry band. Second verse, same as the first, because I don't know anymore. I love country music, good old country music, played by a real Mayberry band. Give me rural rhythm, let me sway right with them. I think the melodies are grand. I've heard Hawaiians play in the land of the wiki-wacky, and I must say, you can't be turkey and straw by tracky. Do wacky, do wacky, do whack wacky. I love country music, good old country music, played by a real Mayberry, played by, this is the finish, played by a real Mayberry, played by a real Mayberry.
Somehow I just can't picture that pretty little nurse doing that.
Yeah. If she gave shots after that, I'd probably have to go and inoculate everybody. But it's really been fun, I think, for me. At least I got to beat up my machine over here a little bit. So, anything? Any questions or any?
Anybody like to ask Sue Ann any questions? Come on, somebody wants to.
There we go.
Did you give Bonnie a shot?
Did I give Barney a shot? No, but I wanted to because we wanted to be alone and he wouldn't leave us alone. Actually, I kind of started out with Don Knotts. We both did the Steve Allen show. I wasn't the one that went like that. That was him. But I appeared on the Steve Allen show. And, of course, Andy Griffith's show. And I did a Three's Company with Don. I don't know, did you ever watch Three's Company? It was the episode where they come out to my farm. And I was Aunt Eller, I think. Yeah, and or Aunt something or other. And... I take him out that we it's time for dinner, and I take him out to the chicken coop, and I tell him that he has to help me get dinner ready, and I hand him this chicken, and he says, well, what do you want me to do with it? And I say, kill it. And that really scares him. He scares Barney a little bit. He goes, and it's a funny scene, too. I come back, and he's telling the chicken, fly, 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 run away. I love working with Don. We have a great time together.
Yeah, he's great. He really is.
Really enjoyed it very much. For there was a show called the American Scene Magazine that Jackie Gleason did in, what was it, 62? I was on the cover of Life, and that's the only way I know the date is what's on the top of the magazine. But I think it was 1962. And I did Alice on the Honeymooners for a few times. And did it with Art, and I adore Art, and it just he's a very dear person. But actually, Art got ill, and that's one of the reasons we didn't continue to do the American Scene, you know, the Honeymooners on American Scene Magazine. I sang on the show and did a lot of other things for a while, but then, but that's why we didn't continue. He wasn't feeling well, so. But I'm sorry about that. I would have loved to have done a lot more. It was very enjoyable. Jackie's a little crazy, but Art was very dear and very wonderful. Enjoyed it very much.
What about commercials? Did you do commercials for television?
I couldn't get a commercial. I finally did get one. I think it was for Tide soap.
See, I was going to say, the way you looked back then, it was they probably wanted to put you in the laundry or something, didn't they?
Well, was I dirty? I needed to be cleaned up. No, I'm kidding. But I don't know. I couldn't seem to land too many commercials. And the one for Tide, I remember it was a horrible experience. They shoot a lot of takes and do a lot of repeating, because if you don't hold the product just right, that's what's important. It's nothing else. I think I did about 55 takes on, hi, I'm Sue Ann Langdon. And you're, you know, holding the box of Tide over here, but you had to hold it like this up here. And then it was Tide XK, what was it, Tide? And one time I said Tide XKE. And that's a car, I think. So I wasn't in answer to your question.
No commercials. What about the cartoon voices? Anything?
No, that's something I should try. That would have been, because I have kind of a unique voice. It's true. It's scratchy, right?
Yeah,
I guess I got kind of lazy. I'm too busy at home with the horses. Yeah, Floyd knows about my horse. I have a horse that scratches his belly with a stick. And he taught himself that. He has this itch on his belly, and he'll pick up a stick and turn around and scratch. He was on Funniest Home Videos, if you way back, like the first season. They used him every that picture of him doing that on the beginning of all of the episodes.
And that's your horse?
That was my horse. That was Bob.
I'll be done.
Yeah.
I'll be done.
He was also in People Magazine, and I used to ride in the Rose Parade, and he would do the Rose Parade with me, too.
Any other questions for Sue? Come on, somebody's got to work.
There she is again.
Yeah, where did you meet Andy at in the episode?
Where did I meet him at?
Yeah.
Well, they probably brought him into the hospital, and I gave him that shot you were talking about a while ago. I don't know that we ever, I think we were just established lovers at the beginning or something. I don't remember that. You mean on the show? Where did I meet him in the show? The plot?
because Andy asked you to marry him.
No, he never did. See, that's what Barney assumed, that we were going to get engaged, and that's why he threw the big party out at the lake where we were trying to spoon.
Because Andy was trying to kiss you.
And... yeah, that's when we finally got to kiss up at the lake.
Yeah.
But I don't know where we met. But I bet I inoculated him against something.
You know, that episode is probably considered one of the better ones out of, you know, all the 249 yeah. that were done.
Well, I do think it was a very cute episode, and I can't take much credit for it. I think Don Knotts was what was the bongo drums and the whole, and the mozzarella on the pizza. He loves mozzarella.
I think you all were singing Bringing Nelly Home, and he's trying to play, or was that a different one? Cucaracha or something? I don't know.
On the bongos. Yeah, right. Something like that thing I played a while ago. But no, he had bongo. That's what I should put bongo drums on that thing, I think.
That would be good. We did a show later on in the early 70s called Army.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. We were talking about that earlier. That was with...
Herschel Bernardi.
Right.
Yeah, right. Charlie the Tuna. Did you know he was the voice for Charlie the Tuna?
Herschel Bernardi.
Yeah,
no.
We did a couple of years of Arnie. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you won an award for that, didn't you?
Yes, I won the Golden Globe Award.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, right.
Who would have ever thought, you know, that a show that could only last a couple seasons, you know, and the sad thing is you never see it.
Well, it runs on cable, because some people have run it off for me. I've got it. It's on cable someplace, got it, or satellite, one of those. We were quite a hit, actually, in those days. We went out with a 36 share, which today, if you understand that kind of talk, that means that a lot of people were watching you.
That was when they kind of switched over from the rural type shows to the more...
All in the Family was on at the same time. And I think that was a very transitional period for TV. All in the Family was still a wonderful comedy, marvelous, excellent, wonderful comedy, but it began to deal with a lot more of present day politically correct social issues and things. They didn't know it was politically correct necessarily, because I think it was probably politically incorrect a lot of times, but it dealt with a lot of today's stuff. And it was kind of a very transitional show, and we didn't deal that much, and I thought we should have, frankly. Exactly. I think we could have got into some of that stuff and been part of the changeover, as it were, whatever. Do you like TV today? No. That's a stupid question with this group, isn't it? You obviously like yesterday's TV. You like movies today? Let's just hear a rousing hooray. No.
But you know, there was one
so
TV
different.
Show. There was one TV show I always wondered why you were part of. Was laughing. I could just see
you. I did. I did a laugh.
So you did laugh.
Yeah, I did a laugh. Right. And I just, you know, guest shot on it.
Right.
I did a laugh. I don't remember what I did, but I must have...
Just on some of the little joke thing. I mean, were you dancing or were you more?
Yes. No, I didn't do soccer TV. No, I think I did a guest shot
some
thing. I can't remember what I did on it, but I did do it. Yeah, I had great fun doing that. Yeah,
very popular for its time.
Yeah,
you have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Awesome.
It's at Palm Springs, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And that's what I feel so badly about. Cheryl Rogers Barnett. And she's come to several of my carryings on, and she came to that, and I feel so happy I'm not there today, but I'm so happy to be here. I was torn. Roy didn't time that very well. I have to talk to him about that.
Now, were you surprised when you first started hearing about the Mayberry people, how they were
selling
for the show?
Yeah, as I said, I having only done the one episode, I wasn't aware that there was such a following, and it's fabulous. It's just great that there is. I touch several of the nostalgia worlds today, and I'm very happy to be part of the Andy Griffith world. And I Long Man Wave, get it stronger, keep it going. It's just great. I think it's fabulous.
Of course, now you do the out in Hollywood, the Beverly Garland. They have the Ray Quartz Celebrity Show, where all the celebrities are there, and I've seen you at that.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy doing that? Or?
Oh yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I haven't gone to the last couple of them. I think there was one like last week, wasn't there?
There probably was. He has them quite frequently.
You know what that is? Collector's Show, Ray Quartz. A lot of the performers, including Don. Don was there, the year I was.
Put it this way, if they're not familiar with what it is, try to imagine a gigantic banquet room filled with nothing but big celebrities like Sue Ann Langdon. Everybody you can think of.
Don Knotts was there, I think, at the last one, and everybody flocks to Don's table. You come and you sell pictures and memorabilia or whatever you got. I brought some pictures today. I brought some Andy Griffith pictures, and I also brought some with Elvis and some with, I don't know, come and look and see, because I can't remember.
Anybody else would like to see it?
I just saw a way to the end of her. That'd be fun.
During the day of the party, we kind of enjoyed that show. Did anybody ever offer you a meeting and a meeting series?
Oh, golly, why aren't you a producer? You want to offer it right now? We'll just go make a show. Good, write that man's name down. I was actually in about six series, and there was one, there was talk at one time of my appearing with John, what's his name? Really good actor. The two of us doing it, but it never came to fruition. I was in the Bachelor Father was my first running reoccurring role. I was Kitty, his secretary, and I made some pilots. That didn't sell. I made a pilot with George Gobel, which was really, really funny, and I don't know why it didn't sell. That was a fun one, and.
All right. So, folks, there we go. That is the part one of the video or the interview with Sue Ann Langdon. I hope you guys have enjoyed that. Now, this was a very nostalgic thing for me, going back and looking at something that happened 20 years ago that I was there. I had only been doing Floyd about 4 years. So this is kind of neat, watching the video. If you watch the video version of this instead of just listening, you can see her talking and see the stuff going on. So don't know that it's required, but it's for me, it's interesting because I'm seeing something from 20 years ago that I was there, and boy, I barely remember it. I remember some of the things she said and some of the things that were talked about, but I don't remember the event that well. So over the next several weeks, we're going to hear from Sheldon. We're going to hear from Bernard as well. And next week, we'll be hearing more from Sue Ann, because we got another probably about 10 or 15 minutes. And speaking of nostalgia, folks, there has been a filmmaker that has been doing a documentary called The Mayberry Effect. It's The Mayberry Effect. His name's Chris Hudson. And he is in the process of putting together this documentary film as part of his thesis, or not thesis, but his project for his master's degree at Wake Forest. And I believe he has finished up his master's degree. I think they accepted it, but he's not finished. So he is trying to raise more money using a thing called Indiegogo. Now, you may not know what that is, but there'll be links in the show notes where you can support him in his efforts. And to end out the show here, before we roll out, I wanted you to, I guess if you're watching the video, you're going to see this. If you're not, you need to go over and click the link that I'll have in the show note to be able to watch this this trailer. So this is a trailer of his movie that he's working on. He's got about 40 some odd minutes left, 50 minutes or so. And he's wanting to add another 30 minutes to make it a full length film. And he needs to raise money. And he's using this thing called Indiegogo, where you can go in and donate toward his film. And he can raise money with that. And he'll be able to He's going to give gifts. So if you, I don't know, if you donate $50, you can get a Mayberry squad car, a little MacBooks version. If you donate $20, you get to download the film digitally when it becomes available. He's got different prizes like that. So if you donate money, it will go toward helping him finish this project. Now, 75% of the money he needs to raise will go toward paying for the archival footage, the rights to use the Andy Griffith Show footage in his film. So if you'd like to be a part of that, I want to encourage you to go over there. Now, here we're going to go ahead and hear it. And if you're watching the video, you'll see it. But this is the Mayberry Effect, a trailer that he put together. And there's a little boy in here that you're going to hear where he talks about knowing Barney Fife. I love this quote. So let's go and hear the Mayberry Effect trailer.
Mount Airy has become a kind of Americana pilgrimage site.
We have fans all over the country that gather at huge events like Mayberry Days every year. We get together as large groups. There's tribute artists who dress up like characters from the Andy Griffith Show.
This ain't about not throwing no bricks.
I'm ready for tonight.
He just looks like Andrew G. Robinson. Judy, 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 Judy.
From the halls of Mount Pleasant to the shores of Chippewa.
What makes us do that? So that is one of the video clips from the trailer. That's the trailer, I suppose. And he's working on this. So if you want to go over to themayberryeffect.com and you can check it out there. There's links in our show notes for that and the Indiegogo campaign. And he's trying to raise a bunch of money. And of course, I'm a little biased, as I said, because I'm actually in the film. They interviewed me. You could hear my voice in there talking. Chris interviewed me. He came and stayed at our house with us for a couple of days. And I'm very anxious to see it myself. So I hope he gets all the money he needs to be able to put this thing out. And so if you want to, not being pushy at all, but I'd encourage you to support this because, you know, we're trying to add Mayberry spirit to the world every day. Well, this is another way to do it. So, folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here. And I thought it was pretty amazing that actually Sue Ann was talking about the nostalgia. This was 20 years ago when she was talking. The very beginning of this podcast episode, when she started talking, she talked about the nostalgia. And Chris's entire documentary is talking about nostalgia for the good old days. So it's just kind of amazing. 20 years later, we're still talking about nostalgia. So folks, hey, I want to thank you guys for being here. It's always a pleasure to be here in Mayberry with you guys. Definitely want to encourage you to just get out there and spread the Mayberry spirit. You can support Chris, share the information. Maybe other people will support him, whatever you'd like to do. But folks, I want to thank you for being here. Love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or just drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com. The contact button is right there. It gives you all the information you need. Folks, I want to thank you again. Thanks for being here and have a great Mayberry week. And we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs No Waiting.